RTI Digital Series. Happy to be joined by my buddy Pete. Pete Schoenthal from Athliance. Handles name, image, and likeness. Fantastic company. They are really hitting the ground and rolling with the name, image, and likeness that has started up. Pete, what's up, buddy?
Good to be back on, Trey. Life is good. Name, image, and likeness is, you know, getting moving here. Working with some fantastic schools and keeping kids compliant and eligible. And protecting universities, just protecting everyone. And it's exciting times. College athletics has changed. I don't believe in the doom and gloom of college athletics like a lot of people are talking about. I think, you know, we live in a reactionary society, so you get a lot of that. But there is change. It's for the better. I mean, these kids have been fighting for this for 115 years, and it's about damn time. They can at least make a little money for signing an autograph.
And that's the big thing, too. Like, since the last time we spoke, it was a month and a half ago.
A lot has changed.
A lot's changed. What has it been like for you and your company, let's just say over the last month? And you know, we don't have to get into specific schools or whatnot, but what has it been like trying to get this off the ground? But then also, what's it been like from the school's perspective coming to you and, you know, asking so many questions about how we're going to get that done? I'm interested how that dynamic hit.
Yeah. From a company standpoint, it's been awesome because we've always had a pretty good grasp on who we are and what was going to be needed for universities, which is you could argue and talk about what schools need from a marketing and branding side, and I can get into that. You can argue about what schools need from an education standpoint. The one thing we always knew and what we always focused on was student athletes were always going to have to disclose their opportunities to the universities in order to make sure they were both protected from fraud and also make sure they weren't violating their eligibility. So from day one, last March of 2020 now, we haven't had to pivot once. So we've been able to stay the course and build the product the way we've been wanting to build the product, to the point where, I mean, if everyone, you know, everyone forgets this, name, image, and likeness was really supposed to start August 1st. And out of nowhere, it moved up July 1st and our software is ready. We are in the App Store. Players are going to be able to sign up at the schools that we've signed up. Because remember, our customer is the university. And so we're great. Now, things have changed and schools are trying to get a grasp of what is going on from a legislative standpoint. Everybody thought that we would have some NCAA guidance. And although Alston doesn't directly impact name, image, and likeness, I think some of the words from Justice Kavanaugh, which is not actually the controlling opinion,
right,
scared the NCAA a little bit as to we just need to be careful. And so based on Alston, the NCAA has really just told schools this. If you have a state bill on the books, you follow it. If you don't, you have to come up with your own reasonable rules and regulations, and they must entail this. The school cannot bring opportunities to players. You can't sign with an agent for play. You can't work with a booster for play. Basically, you cannot get paid to play. But name, image, and likeness is out there. Now, this is where things are a little weird, okay? And I don't mean to just talk and talk without a question.
No, it makes sense. No, keep going. Yeah, no.
Where things are weird is this. The NCAA has basically said, all right, here's the reasonable rules. And universities, you have to dictate if students are eligible or not, okay? And here are these three basic rules, which is the no pay for play, you know, no working with agent boosters, although the booster thing's a little iffy. And then schools can't procure deals for athletes. I think where schools are missing the ball on this is that, yes, the NCAA won't go after players if the kids mess this up. But based on the way they've worded things, I believe, like in the Reggie Bush case at USC, universities will be on the hook if the NCAA wants to punish them retroactively for allowing a player to play after violating their eligibility. Okay. That will not violate antitrust issues. That will not bring lawsuits because schools are part of the NCAA. So I think schools need to be wary. I think schools need to be careful. I think schools need to require that student athletes disclose their deals so they can protect them. But the other thing we're seeing is that coaches are driving this a lot. So schools are, you know, not sure what to do. So they're very focused on marketing and branding. I'm just not so sure in the long term that's how this field and this space is going to play out. If people want to work with your student athletes, they're going to work with your student athletes. As long as your kids aren't posting, you know, F this, F that, and, you know, bad photos. I mean, there's only so much you can do to clean up your brand to make you more marketable. I think anyone who's a lawyer, I think anyone who is an accountant, anyone who, you know, has a company that's on social media knows this. We've all been pitched on, we'll help you build your brand and get more leads. It doesn't really work that way. So I think you're always going to need that disclosure aspect of software. Same thing from an education standpoint. I mean, I think schools are figuring out what name, image, and likeness is. So they're looking for education. Like we do it on our platform. We do financial literacy. We do tax literacy. But these are universities. They are higher, you know, they are in charge of education. So right. I think schools are eventually, after a year, when we learn what this is, schools will take over the education piece. And I think it's just going to be a wild year. And that's fine by me.
Well, what is that? Okay, so I've had people ask me, I made a joke last night, a kid, you know, me and David Ubbin were joking from The Athletic, you know, you can pay to have a, you can submit to have a player come to a birthday party. You know, we were kind of joking around, but I half-heartedly wasn't joking around. Like, this is stuff.
Why can't you do that? You could do that.
Right, exactly. Well, right. So I took back, it wasn't really a joke. It was more or less, it was kind of an example. And so my big thing is now, if you're, we have a lot of viewers, listeners, and business owners and whatnot that are also confused about what they can and can't do with student athletes because this is new to them. They've never been able to say, okay, you know, Calhoun's barbecues, never been able to say, okay, Harrison Bailey or so-and-so quarterback, you know, come put a t-shirt on, we'll take a picture, post it on Instagram, you know, and we'll pay you cash for this. What are some of the things that these businesses, companies, individuals can do when it comes to getting the services of players? Like, what's some of the craziest stuff you've heard?
Yeah, so realistically, that's a great question because it all depends. It depends on your state law. It depends on what your university allows. So what I would really recommend is, if you know, see if your school, and I know I'm talking to some Tennessee guys right now, so you know, UT, I would think that they would put out their rules and regulations on their website. I would look at that. But here's what it is, what it really realistically is. So the first thing you need to know about Tennessee and their university is, are they going to allow players to use the logos? Okay. If they allowed for that, okay, well, that's a big hurdle. Outside of that, it becomes a reasonableness standard. You can really ask these student athletes to really do anything as long as not, you know, promoting alcohol, tobacco, pornographic things like that, illegal substances.
Weed, yeah.
You know, the weed. Yeah, exactly. Right. But if you're going to have a kid come to a birthday party, if you're going to have a student athlete post on their social media, you know, this is my favorite pizza joint. If you're going to have a kid do a cameo, if you're going to have someone sign an autograph, you're going to have, you know, a student athlete give your daughter tennis lessons. The money you give has to be reasonable. It's not reasonable for $10,000 for an autograph, okay? And that's where the importance of disclosure is, because what you want to do is disclose these deals to the universities where they can say, this is reasonable to us. And that's the checks and balance. So to me, you hear a lot about fair market value. I hate the term fair market value. We are in a capitalistic society. You are what someone is willing to pay you. But in name, image, and likeness, we need to make sure that you're not getting paid for play, which is using NIL as a way to just, you know, give your favorite player a little cash.
Right.
So the service for which you're paying the athlete, the amount that you're paying them must be reasonable. Now, I'm not the one here to tell you what that is. Okay.
So like $500, like I hate to cut you off, but like if a kid wanted to go sign 30 different items at an autograph signing or whatnot. So maybe they set their market as $500.
You know, I'd say it's reasonable. Hey, sign these 30 things, $50 to $100 a signature. I don't think there's an issue there.
Okay. Yeah.
If I were a student athlete, like the best way to do this, in my opinion, like is I'd have a website. I'd form my own website, right? And I'd put t-shirts up, but I get 500 headshots. Okay. I'd sign all of them. And I don't care if I'm a backup offensive lineman. I don't care if I'm a volleyball player. I don't care if I'm a basketball player. I'd put it up on the website for anywhere between $20 to $40. And I'd sell them. And that way boosters and fans can just go buy those up. You're supporting a player from the team, right? But that's still a reasonable amount. You're not having this like good, you know, interaction. If I'm a player and I have 500 headshots and they sell all of them at $30 a pop, reasonable to do, it's $15,000. Money to be made.
You think? So, I mean, so like when we look at this and, you know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, how are the players going to be able to figure out, okay, what deal's right, what deal's not right? You have a great way of doing it. Your company has a great way of doing it.
Thank you.
And you know, and that's just because I've gotten to know, you know, what you've been putting out. But walk me through the process. So, like, anybody can DM a player on Instagram or on Twitter and say, hey, would you be interested in doing this? Like, walk me through the if a regular fan DMs me here in a minute and says, what do I need to do to get Harrison Bailey to come out to one of my get-togethers for a fee, sign some autographs, and hang out? Yeah. What do they have to do?
So you can DM the player, and you can just ask them and see if they're interested. I think a lot of universities, like I saw Alabama did today, that if you have inquiries, you can submit them to a website, to an email, and they'll forward it to the athlete. That's totally fine. But yeah, I mean, in today's day and age with social media, you can just reach out and ask the question and see if they get back to you. Now, the school can't facilitate, right? They can't procure, which means they can't set it up. But if you contact them, they can send the message to the athlete. But the athletes themselves are going to have to be the ones negotiating and accepting the terms that they want to accept.
Is that good for them to have representation for that? Not an agent. There's a difference. Not an agent.
I think so. Them.
Uncle Joe is going to help out so-and-so. Kind
of. I think for certain athletes, yeah. I don't think every athlete needs it. I think for most athletes, with the amount of deals that will come in, is you'll be able to run it and just submit to compliance and make sure that what you're doing is kosher. But realistically, the one thing that no one's talking about from a student athlete standpoint is if it's like anything else in life, if you really want to profit off of this, you've got to be proactive. You need to reach out to companies. You need to reach out to individuals. You know, the people that get reached out to will be the higher profile people, the ones with lots of followers, but there's money for everyone. So if you're willing to create that website and put those headshots up, you can make money. If you're willing to reach out, like if I go to Tennessee, but I'm from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and there's a really good wing place from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and I was a local celebrity there as a high schooler, I'm reaching out and saying, hey, listen, I've got 7,000 followers, got 5,000 followers. How about when next time I come home, I'll take a picture of me eating wings at your place, and I'll say, this is the best damn wings in Georgia, and you give me $200 and a free meal. Like, that's how this is really going to work.
How do you – this is going to be a tricky question. How do you keep big money boosters out of this?
Reasonable.
And I'm not even talking about keeping them, their name out of this. I'm talking about sister companies, shell companies, whatever you want to put it. I'm talking about them telling somebody, hey, I'll go pay you to do this and get this player.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going.
How do you do that? Because it's a recruiting tactic as well. And let me say this. Tennessee or Kentucky or Arizona, whatever, is going to be able to say, okay, look, this is what our running back made last year off NIL. This is what you can make if you come here. How do you put that together, Pete?
Okay. Two things. Recruiting, first of all, is its own beast. Because how as a university, do you manage and monitor what kids do before they sign with your school?
Good point.
So that's been happening for years.
Yeah.
Okay. When you talk about the boosters, though, that's where the reasonableness standard comes in. As long as it's reasonable and it's for an actual service, I don't think there's an issue.
Yeah.
To decide whether something's reasonable is why your university needs to have a disclosure system. Let the experts who are dealing with decide, does this pass the smell test for us? Now, if it's a booster, they're going to be more stringent about the terms of that deal and what is reasonable. And the schools know who their boosters are. Okay. And what my system does is, it flags boosters because the schools tell us who their boosters are. We get a sheet, okay? And then when a deal comes in, whether it's a sister company or not, we figure it out. And then, you know, the school will look at it. But yet, this is a way for boosters to get involved. And that's not a bad thing, as long as it's done reasonably. That's the thing, because once you start paying people money, like let's say I'm a football player at Tennessee, and I go to do a commercial for $50,000 for a local car dealership. And then we look and Patrick Mahomes did a local car dealership commercial for 10 grand. Clearly that's not a reasonable rate for what the market dictates.
Okay? You have to draw the fine line. Yeah.
And so the best way to protect yourself as both a booster and a student athlete is to submit it to the university and get a ruling.
That's what I like about your program, because in doing some digging on this and talking with you about it, these athletes have the ability to submit the request that came in. So if I submitted a request to, I don't know, some football player, and I wanted him to sign some autographs to do something, that player, if I'm not mistaken, would then log into your app. They would submit a screenshot of it, who it is, the price, all that type of stuff. And then you guys would work through that and make sure that it is legit. And then you'll tell
not only that,
right?
We send a questionnaire to the person they're working with to verify them to make sure they're a real person.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'll give you an example. This is the thing no one's talking about, which is the fraud aspect, right? Okay. So on our board is Alejandro Bedoya, and he's a professional soccer player. He's the captain of the Philadelphia Union in the MLS. He's about 300,000 followers. He talks about the way he gets his deals is people just DM him. But he talks about a situation when he first went pro and he left Boston College. He went to Sweden to play professional sports. Yeah. And at that time, he had about 5,000 followers. So he's in Sweden and he gets a DM and it's, hey, will you wear this T-shirt and I'll pay you $1,500? And he's like, yeah, sounds good. The next message he got was, great. I need your bank account number, your routing number, your social security number, and your date of birth. Well, clearly they were trying to scam him. Okay. Alejandro had a college degree and he also had a salary and was older. So he didn't fall for that nonsense. But he said to me, listen, if I were 18 or 19 years old trying to make a buck and didn't know any better, I might fall for that. So that's another reason why it's important to get other eyes on it. So someone could say, wait a minute. I don't know if I would do that. That sounds a little shady. Let's check into this person and make sure they're a real person. And when you go to verify a scammer's or a fraud person's information, it's very funny how quickly they disappear. When someone legitimately wants to work with a student athlete, they will have no problem filling out a 5-question questionnaire on who they are.
They'll take the time to do it because they know they're legit, like you just said.
It's a minute to 2-minute process, and they're going to want to do it.
Okay, so that makes sense. So, yeah, no, and I get it now, and that makes things.
But no one talks about that. Everyone talks about the reasonableness and the boosters and, like, make sure that they're not breaking school rules. No right. one talks about who's going to protect these kids from getting taken advantage of. And I don't mean from an agent. I mean from just people that are just like with old people, like, hey, the Nigerian prince wants to send you $1 million to your bank account. Like, no one's talking about that. And that's what's driving me nuts in this space, because it's all about student athletes' rights, which they absolutely deserve. But what are schools doing to protect their kids from that?
And that's going to be something that, in your mind, do you think it's going to be trial and error over the next 2-3 months for them to have to fix?
Might be a longer, little longer than that, but yeah.
I mean, longer than that, but my thing is, like, the offers are going to be start coming in once people start figuring out. Like,
yeah, it's kind of the perfect storm. Okay. Schools are the least prepared that they're going to be for this.
Yeah.
And the biggest rush we're going to see is in the first 2 weeks of this. So right. It's the perfect storm for universities. Eventually, it's going to baseline. Everyone's going to get deals and kids are always going to get opportunities. But we'll have a better idea of how frequently they're coming in at certain universities.
Yeah.
And then over time, schools will be more prepared for it. But this initial rush is going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts. Man, there's so much to it. And I urge people to go to your website and read the article that you did, podcast you did with Darren.
Heitner.
Yeah, the other day. Yeah, which was fantastic. And it really explains it. You know, it really does. I'm not going to lie. I've had kids at different Power 5 schools reach out to me asking me what I know about the rules because their school had not gone fully.
Schools are afraid to tell student athletes what to do because they're afraid they're going to misspeak because they don't even know.
Right, exactly. And it's crazy that, you know, Power 5 athletes are reaching out to journalists trying to figure out, okay, what do we know and how can we do this? You know, so. You know,
I spoke with a national writer today that says his phone's been blowing up from schools asking for guidance from him. He's like, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know this. He's like, I just write articles on what people tell me and I'm getting called.
Right. And I write articles. And when you get caught from the NCAA, which is going to be even messier over the next couple months to see how that plays out. Hey, Pete, tell everybody your company where they can follow you. I'm going to link in the website and everything, your website and the app and all that stuff. But you've been great doing all this shit. I'm sorry to say it, but it is what it is. It's because it's so much craziness right before the football season, Pete. And I think that's the key thing. We're not waiting till, you know, listen, what I mean?
Like
a pig. Month away from fall camp.
Yeah, listen, like a pig, I live in the shit right now, okay? So my company is Athliance. You can find us at athliance.co, not .com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm P Show for showing up on that psycho. P Show, P-S-C-H-O 42, at P-S-C-H 42, P-S-C-H-O 42, excuse me. On Instagram, I'm the Humane Attorney. On all social media, you can just type in Athliance, A-T-H-L-I-A-N-C-E, and you can find us. And yeah, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I love talking this stuff. This is my life. A lot of people aren't educated on this. And at the end of the day, I want to educate as many people as possible, because the more people are educated, the less kids will get in trouble. And that's what we're here for.
Pete, you've been doing it for a long time now. You've been an attorney. You've dealt with NFL, you know, free agency. You've dealt with NFL draft picks. And now you are taking the name, image, and likeness thing by storm. And your company's awesome, dude. So I'm proud of you. I appreciate you coming on with me and explaining things. And I know we'll be doing this again, buddy.
Hey, Trey, anytime, man. You know, I'm always forever indebted to you, buddy. So whatever you need.
I appreciate it. That's Pete. Happy for him to join us. Go check out his website.